Good morning. And how are you? Especially, how could we not be blessed on Christmas? Huh? When we listen to the gospel today, the Christmas gospel, it starts off in fear. The people were afraid. And so the angels say, do not be afraid. And in our own lives, so often, our lives are encompassed in fear. And fear has such control of us. Fear of the future, fear of whatever is going to happen, you know, fear of illness, fear of pain, fear of whatever. And there's lots to be afraid of. Going to give you that. There's no way around the fear. But the way we combat fear is through belief, through faith. Faith, another word for faith is trust. Trust always conquers fear. And so the first thing when they say, do not be afraid, because a child has been born for you. And when we sit there and we focus on a child is always a sense of hope, right? No matter how bad it gets, no matter what's going on, you have a child, and this child is the hope of the future. The great things can happen. So what we got to do to combat our fear is believe in the goodness of God. To believe that His love is stronger than our fear, that His love is stronger than death, that His love is stronger than darkness, that His love can conquer anything in our lives and the lives of the world. Christmas. You know, I always love the reality that Christmas is just a couple days away from the shortest day of the year, right? So what's happening now? The days are getting longer. Spring is coming. Aren't you excited? I'm excited about it. Father, you have to go through winter. Shut up. Spring is coming. I believe it. Do you believe it? Yes, that's what we believe, that in the midst of the darkness, okay, it's been dark, but the light's coming. It's already a few seconds longer than it was 3 days ago. The light is coming. And so that belief gets us through the darkness of our lives. That belief gets us through this fear of our life. So we got to believe. But then when we believe, we got to receive. Isn't it? I was talking, Father Kosecki was over with me tonight, and we were talking about the gospel, and I just says, my favorite line of the gospel is that one, the two words there, for you. That everything God did, He did for you. But you got to receive that. Huh? If I come up to you and I have $1 million here and I say, hey, here, you got to take it, right? If I want to give it to you and you don't take it, well, there ain't nothing going to happen here. You need to receive the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart every day. You have to receive Him. And it's more than just going to church. It's making that act of faith that Jesus, I want you to be in charge of my life. Jesus, I want you to save me. Jesus, I need you more than I need my next breath. And as I get older, I know that. I'm more convinced of that than anything else in my life. I need Jesus more than my next breath. And we all got to get there and receive Him. And again, as always, we'll give you that opportunity after communion today. And the third thing you and I got to do is we got to rejoice. That when they come and the angels say, don't be afraid, born for you, and then all of a sudden all the angels and all the heavens cry out, glory to God. And when we rejoice, when we start praising God, we're already lifted up into the heavens, right? Again, when I'm doing a parish mission, I always tell the people on the last night, you know, there's always a choice that you have, and we all have this choice. If you ever want to sit there and think about it, I want you, when you're having a bad day, to write all the reasons you're having a bad day. Huh? Whatever it is. Write it on a sheet of paper. You won't fill the sheet, I promise you. You usually obsess over one or two things, as we've talked about. But then on another sheet, start writing all the things that you are blessed by. All the good things that happen to you, the simple things, that you can walk, you can talk, you can hear, you can eat, whatever it is, everyone's blessings are different. Some of our blessings are the same. And when you're having those days and you feel that you're afraid and you feel the darkness is covering, you start rejoicing. What's that? You rejoice. Thank you, God, that I can see. Thank you, God, that I can hear. Thank you, God, that I can eat. Thank you, God. And when you start rejoicing, you start entering the kingdom. You start going to where the angels are, and you start crying out, glory to God in the highest. And your praising of God will conquer the darkness in your heart. So Christmas is always about hope. We need to believe, we need to receive, and we need to rejoice. You do that, and you not only will have a great Christmas, you'll have a great life. You got it? You get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.